a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
Right now, downtown, 76 degrees.
Southbound I-15 really backed up Clearfield into Layton. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
It's KSL's top story this half hour. Looks like some missing drapes in the courtroom may have led to a deadly shooting during a federal trial more than 5 years ago.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center to explain. Mary?
Amanda, the federal courthouse was new at the time, and the drapes were not there yet to cover the tables. So Judge Tina Campbell ordered that Silai Angilau not be restrained in front of the jury. The marshals did not know. This is all released in FBI interviews that were finally shared with the Tribune 5 years later. A witness was testifying about the gang, and Angilau grabbed a pen and ran up there, jumping over into the box. A U.S. Marshal fired 4 times, pivoting to not shoot into the gallery, and Angilau died. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Unified Police investigators trying to figure out if a man hit by a tow truck in Mill Creek over the weekend was assaulted first. Police say the 19-year-old man was lying in the road near 4070 South Main Street when he was hit by the truck. At this point, they don't know why the man was in the road and if he had been beaten up beforehand. The victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition.
Questions are being raised about a pharmacy in rural Utah that prescribed millions of opioid pills as a new report shines a light on how bad the addiction crisis is there. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Kelly?
Amanda, Carbon and Emery counties don't have a lot of people, but the opioid overdose death rate there is 3 times the state average. An analysis from the Washington Post found 15 million opioid pills were prescribed between 2006 and 2012, the highest per capita in Utah. A lot of people took them because of injuries they got in the mining industry, and with few drug treatment options, the crisis has exploded. But the parent company of Boyd's Family Pharmacy in Castle Dale, who prescribed about 5 million pills alone, is opioid maker McKesson. They've denied any wrongdoing and point out fewer prescriptions are being filled there. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Violence in Afghanistan continues despite peace talks. KSL's top national stories. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, 63 are dead, 200 injured at a wedding suicide bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan over the weekend. The Taliban is blamed just as they're in the final negotiations with the U.S. to end 18 years of war. ABC's Julia McFarlane says the Afghan government is not on board with this.
The Taliban, they have even refused to talk to the Afghan government. In these peace talks, they're just talking to the U.S.
An estimated 1.5 million people demonstrated for democracy in the streets of Hong Kong yesterday. Organizers were well aware of Chinese police massing at the border, conducting crowd control exercises.
We hope President Xi could realize that sending troops to Hong Kong is not the way out.
Protests against Chinese rule of Hong Kong has gone on for about 2 months. And a new survey out of economists find most think that a recession is likely in the next couple of years. The trade war with China tops a list of growing fears. White House economic advisor Peter Navarro telling ABC the U.S. economy is moving on.
We are taking all of our sourcing production facilities out of China, and we will continue to do that.
But he's still optimistic of a U.S.-China trade deal. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Right now, it's KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. It's the first day of school for many kids today. Doesn't mean summer heat is going to leave us soon.
Folks working outside, you know, need to drink plenty of extra water these days. Definitely pretty hot out there still. Kids on the playground need to kind of take it easy out there. Find shady spots, find ways to cool down for, you know, times today as it gets pretty warm into the afternoon hours. And as they're heading back home, it will be pretty hot. Temperatures climbing to that middle 90 range. So again, pretty warm today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday as well.
Grant says we might cool off on Thursday, but only from high 90s to the mid-90s.
Boy, we got a big heads up here. If you are one of around 5,000 hybrid owners who have special permission to use the Utah Express lanes even when no one else is in the car, We've got some big changes coming next month.
Starting September 30th, hybrid owners will no longer have automatic unrestricted access to Utah's express lanes. UDOT's John Gleason says unless the U.S. Congress acts, time will be up for drivers who currently have the decal that allows open access without restrictions.
They would have to either have a second person with them, carpooling, or they would have to purchase this transponder and use the express lanes that way.
Gleason says the deadline only affects hybrid owners. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.